John Rothman.
I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And this is the Retire With More program. After all, what do we all want to do? Retire with more. Now, Mitch, in this segment and the next one, we have a very special guest. I've read her for years, and please introduce Donna.
Oh, we have, this is a great, going to be a great segment. We have Donna Rosato, and Donna is a writer at Money Magazine, and she's been doing that for about 12 years. She's a dyed-in-the-wool personal finance journalist. And just so everybody knows, Money Magazine still remains the largest personal finance magazine in the United States. Got 2 million subscribers still. And Donna's regularly on CNN, NBC, I'm sorry, MSNBC. I've seen her on the Today Show, CBS This Morning, CNBC. She's very charming, very attractive woman, and they put her on the air a lot to talk about personal finance. So unfortunately, we can't see her, but we're definitely going to get to hear from her. So hello, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you both for that very kind introduction. I do enjoy talking about personal finance, and there is a big appetite for this information, both from younger folks and older folks. In addition to the magazine, we are still the largest personal finance magazine, but we also have our website, money.com, and you can get a lot of information there too. But it's a really great topic. I love writing about it, interviewing people and myself about it. And then I have to follow all my own advice, too.
That sounds perfect. Now, I want Mitch to lead off because he's been telling me about some surveys that you were citing to him, and I'm just fascinated. So, Mitch, take it away.
Yeah, so, John, where this came from is Donna and I were preparing for the show, and I began asking her some questions, and she kept saying, oh, well, there was a survey about that, and this very surprising result happened in the survey, and then she would explain what that was. And after she mentioned that five or six times, I said, wait, Donna, these are really interesting surveys. Let's talk about some of the interesting facts that companies, organizations all over the world are bringing forth to you to pitch you to write stories about. So as the person that gets all this information, what do you find very interesting? So the first one, Donna, that I thought was really cool is the one you're writing about now, and I guess is coming up in a forthcoming Money Magazine about the 401k millionaire survey from Fidelity.
That's right. It's this is fresh data from Fidelity, which is one of the largest providers of 401k plans for companies. So they may be the company that manages your 401k. But they have come out with their latest survey, and the number of people who are in their 401k plans who have $1 million or more has doubled in the past 2 years. And it's really what we're seeing for the first time is the 401k is turning 35 next year. So we're seeing how, for the first time, how people who've had a 401k basically offered to them throughout their career are kind of managing with it. And certainly the bull market of the past couple of years has helped people accumulate more. But these 401k millionaires are particularly interesting. They're not just people who make a lot of money, super big bucks, but a lot of the people in Fidelity survey who are 401k millionaires, you know, earn less than $150,000 a year. So we were fascinated with that, about how you could be a 401k millionaire without being, you know, super, super wealthy. And they practice a lot of things that are really interesting. Some of the habits include, of course, saving early. But I think, you know, Mitch, you and I were talking about this earlier. There's a lot of panic about retirement and having enough, and you always see the headlines, no one's going to have enough, everyone's going to run out of money. But when we ran some numbers looking at what it takes to have $1 million, if you start when you're, say, 25, and you put away like 10% of your salary, and you do that throughout your career, you'll easily get to, well, you'll get $1.5 million by the time you're 65. So you don't have to save a lot. You just have to start doing it early enough, and you can put yourself really in much better shape.
So wait a minute. So let's say, you mean if I start putting away $5,000, $3,000, and then I get up to the limits of maybe whatever they are, $15,000, $17,000, depending upon my age, just doing some simple math, let's say the average is $10,000 a year for 25 years. You mean that can actually become $1 million?
It can. I mean, the way to think about it is, and of course, not everybody needs $1 million. For some people, $1 million isn't enough. But a way to think about it is taking like a percentage of your salary. So if you make, say, $75,000 a year, and you're 30 years old, and you put 10% of that away, so that's $7,500 a year away, and you do that for 35 years, you're going to have $1.1 million. Now, that doesn't even include an employer match. Most 96% of companies offer a matching contribution for your 401k. Put that in, and you're going to be well over $1 million. So I'm not saying that people shouldn't be worried about having enough money for retirement, but I am saying that if you have a 401k or some kind of savings plan, and you earn money and you're not in debt, you can save. You can save, and you can be more in control of your own finances.
And back to this concept of being stressed about not having enough, but actually finding that people are living okay and not being miserable by living on less. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Oh, you know, that's really true. Now, so of course there's this panic, how much do I need to save? And there's this rule of thumb in the industry. When you retire, you should replace 80% of your pre-retirement income. Well, that's kind of a lot of money. And what I have found over the years interviewing people about how they're living in retirement, I find a lot of people living very happily on less than that. And the reason I think is because people's expenses do go down perhaps more than they think when they retire, but also people find when they get to retirement, there are also things you can do besides have a big pile of money. So, for example, I interviewed this couple. They were terrific. The husband was diagnosed with sort of a chronic condition, and they said, you know what, we don't want to work till we're 65. They were 62. They really wanted to start retirement. They didn't have quite enough money. So they said, you know what, we can live on less. They sold their house in Chicago. They moved to Tennessee. And bought, were able to pay for a house in cash. And they just were so happy. They were living on less, but they were thrilled because they had so much freedom in their life.
Yeah, I keep hearing that, too, with a lot of people we speak with all over the country. Where you live has so much to do with how much you need for retirement. Cost of living, yeah.
And it reduces stress, doesn't it? And a lot of people, when I talk about retiring, really worry about what they're going to be able to do. So what do you tell somebody who's about to retire, who's beginning to stress, to scale down? Is that what you recommend?
Well, not even scaling down necessarily. I think the number one thing you want to do before you retire is figure out how much money you need. And part of that are your fixed costs. So are you going to retire with a mortgage? Are you helping your kids out with their college loans? If you have to look at your fixed costs, and you want to make sure you have enough steady income to cover that. And then after that, it's discretionary spending. So do you want to take a big trip when you retire? Do you want to buy a vacation home? So if you can figure out what your spending is going to be, and it's easier to do once you get get close to retirement, then you can figure out, well, gee, I do need to downsize because I can't, my house is taking up this so much of my income, I'm not going to be able to do the things that I want to do.
Well, Donna, that reminds me of this Morningstar study we were talking about. But just on this, before we move to that, on this 401k topic, we run this math for people all the time at Rebalance IRA. If people want to call one of our financial consultants at Rebalance IRA, we can run all kinds of scenarios about how much money you'll have in your 401k at a modest rate of return if you keep putting money in. And doing that math is usually fascinating for people because it's hard to grasp mentally how money does compound and money makes more money. But anyway, we can always run that for people. But on this Morningstar topic, the second study we were talking about, you mentioned how the trajectory of spending really goes down in retirement, and people are very surprised with that.
That's true. I think people think, oh, I have a certain amount of money, my expenses will be the same every year. But really, your spending in retirement is very dynamic. And you may actually spend a little more than you do in your initial years of retirement than you do in your last years of working, because now you have time to like spend money and, you know, take up expensive hobbies or travel. And so you do see sort of a spike up. But what is surprising is some research by David Blanchette, who's a retirement researcher at Morningstar. He looked at what actually happens to your spending in retirement. And actually steadily, there may be a little spike at the beginning, but then it steadily goes down. And it's not because people don't, you know, people see this spending go down. Now, they do spend some more at the beginning, but people always, you always hear, oh my gosh, I'm going to spend less and less, and then I'm going to have this big cost at the end for health care. That's not what happens. You see this steady downturn, and even though your health care costs do tend to rise at the end, there's a trade-off. You're maybe spending more on health care, but you're spending less on other things. But it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier, which is, you know, retirement and happiness and what makes you happy. What has been surprising to me is people can live on less than they expect very happily, and that the things that make them happy in retirement don't really cost a lot of money.
Donna, we have to take a break, and I know it's very thoughtful of you. You're going to stay with us for another segment, and we really appreciate that. Our guest is Donna Rosato. She is the writer for Money Magazine. She's been there 12 years. She's amazing. And when we come back, we have more to talk about right here on the Retire With More program. I'm John Rothman.
And I'm Mitch Tuckman.
And we will be right back.
The dream of every American is to retire with more, and that's why the Retire With More program can be heard right here on Talk 910 every Saturday morning between 9 and 10. We try to answer the very tough questions. Questions like these. Why do you think most people incorrectly believe they pay no fees to their brokers? And how can we get to the bottom of really knowing how to accumulate the money we need to retire? You can go to www.rebalanceira.com, or you can call 877-IRA-4IRA, and you can get the answers to these tough questions. Because after all, the one thing we all want more than anything else is to be able to retire with more. Tune in Saturday, 9 to 10, right here on Talk 910.